Okay, well, this is part two. Well, whatever that other part was. I had to go look at the boats. There was actually two of them. And they were cleaning the bottoms. That's kind of fun to look at. Anyway, I remember now what I was thinking about. See, when I was trying to... when I was trying to find my happiness a few years back, before I started working with Sending Love and opening the flow in that, and I was so desperately trying to increase the happiness in my life, in that same token, by trying so hard, I was actually not focusing on happiness. I was focusing on the unhappiness. Now, and I was just talking about looking at something, and what I look at, the universe in a sense tries to create, recreate and create more of it. Now, when you're talking about something, feeling, you're not really looking at it because it's not in front of your eyes like your fingers are. But you can look with your sensory data, feelings. More. So what's the difference between feelings and emotions? They're awfully close and yet they're different. So I don't know exactly which one does the effect more, feelings or emotions. Because, see, feelings are something we get and then it seems to create an emotional response. So feeling is like the beginning, and an emotional response is like the, when the juice is there, when it's really kicked in. It's like when we think about something, there's feeling. When we believe it, it's an emotional thing. So, the feeling of wanting happiness was an emotional thing I wanted. But I keep focusing on the negative feeling of unhappiness. Because that's what I'm trying to change, right? So I'm unhappy, and I'm focusing on my unhappiness. And so with that focus, the universe is seeing what I'm emotionally focusing on. See, that same thing goes with money. Because when I pull that dollar out of my pocket to buy something, I see the money, but I have an emotional response to that money. And whatever that emotional response is, that will react in a particular way. In other words, if my emotional response is, there's not enough money, once I spend that, it's gone. See, these are thoughts, right? These thoughts create feelings, and once they're embedded, they create emotions. So if I think this, then the universe sees it, money's hard to get, difficult to get, you have to work hard for it. So, and then it's gone real quick. Every time I pull out a dollar, I see that, I look at it, I feel it, the universe receives that message. And what that actually translates, when you step out of your body, right, out of the physical dimension, what you see is almost like a vibrational stream. When we think of vibration, we think high and low. It's, vibration is a little bit more dimensional than that. It's like a signal that can vast amounts of information can be transmitted vibrationally. Same as most everything we have here is vibration. If something vibrates a certain way, that creates its density and its thickness and its weight. So, when you look, holy cow, that was a steep hill. When you look at something that you want to change, I mean, obviously you have to look at it to want to change it. But if you continue to look at it, then you continue to send that message. And that message is transmitted in a vibrational form like a little stream. And the universe reacts to it. So, it's like a button that gets pushed of a billion buttons. A billion of them. One button says something in a certain way. Two buttons changes to mixture. Three buttons, four buttons, five buttons. Press all of them at simultaneously and they change to mixture like a soup. So you get a particular experience. So whatever your experience to money is, and everyone's different, everyone thinks of money a little differently. Everyone sees and feels about a tree a little differently. So there's all kinds of combinations and all kinds of variables, right? And whatever that variable is, right buttons are punched, and the universe recreates more of it just for you. And helps to line up others who have similar ideas then and concepts. This way you're not necessarily all alone in your idea or your feeling of something. You have those around you that sort of match it. So, well, yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. So the trick is, oh yeah, I remember now. I was talking about trying to be happy. So I was looking at the unhappiness, feeling-wise, pushing those certain buttons. Those certain buttons said unhappy. And everything is lined up in such a way, even closing the valve that allows the energy to flow to allow me to be happy and full of energy, to close. I mean, the universe has access to everything. That's how this game is played. It's just like a computer that the player from inside can change the parameters so that his experience changes. It's like when you get into a game where you're driving a tank. The tank abilities and reactions and speeds and movements and accuracy change according to the driver that's in it. Now we can create a very simple game that refuses to change. You know, it just is what it is and that's that. Yeah, but that's not the way this game we're in works. There's that little bird again. He's been following me around. Anyway, he seems to think he has something to say. But anyway, yak, 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 yak. Anyway, so the idea is to focus on the things we like. And try to get to their emotional response, because that sets them more deeply into motion. So that the universe is seeing that, what we want, and then it creates it. But then here comes that lag, I guess, you know, that lag time, because the lag time actually changes massively. Depending on what you're creating and how you're creating it and the amount of, you know that vibrational stream I was talking about. If you're looking at them, they vary. Some of them are very strong and very assured kind of. Those are not the right words, but those are the words I'm using. While other ones are kind of iffy. Well, the ones that are very defined, very vibrational tone to them, those move very quickly and they're very stationary and they don't shift. In other words, if someone has and has probably grown up with it, that money comes to them easily. Money is not an issue. It's just every day, every week, every month, every year they come across something and somebody says, put your money in there, that's a good deal. They put their money in there, the money triples, They put some money in there, the money triples there, they put some money over here, it triples there. It just continues to come in, there's just no question about it. That stream that goes to the universe, the vibrational stream, is very set, very fine. It just doesn't get interrupted. And so it continues, that flow continues. So when we're starting to make a change, well, obviously, we have a flow going. So, some people have a flow going that is just as assured and as firm, but on a negative side of money, in other words, money's hard to come across, hard to get, hard to receive, you have to work hard, blah, 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 as the person who has the opposite to that. So, when you change that, and if a person's been living your life like that for a long time, it takes a while to change because, guess what? Everything we look at around us is the opposite of what we want. So if you want to be wealthy and have money come easy, and we've spent 20 years, 25, 30 years, having a rough time of money, all the evidence around us is contrary to what we want. So it's like our room. We're sitting in a room, and the whole room is filled with pictures of poorness. And someone like me comes along and says, or the universe comes along and says, or some Swami comes along and says, you must look at what you want to receive it. Look beyond what you see. Yeah, sure, that's nice. Except everywhere you look, you see this that you've been creating. So it's not so easy to switch. But switch we must. So, what I've been practicing with is using pictures, even doodling pictures, anything, to make the switch so that I can constantly look at that and change my vibrational output so that I can create more what I want rather than what I don't want. And that works really well because the more time I spend looking at this picture, or various pictures, getting a feeling, and then moving that feeling up to an emotional response. Once it's an emotional response, it's almost kicked in. It begins to become natural in me. See, I think that's the difference between a feeling and an emotion. Because once it kicks in, it turns into emotion, and emotion becomes more automatic. While a feeling is more conscious. So, once something's been set in for quite a while and is functioning, like that feeling of improving the pool game, that's an emotion. It's a belief and an emotion, and those two things are more automatic. So once we have something set we like, it can be actually put in automatic, and it takes care of itself without us really having to give it conscious thought. That's the nifty part of this game. But initially, if you want to change something from its one thing to its opposite, then it takes some conscious thought, willpower, and a little effort. And most of all, time. Because we have this buffer zone, and it's there for a reason. It's there, otherwise, things would instantly change. Let's say we're on a... We have something that we really like that pool player who constantly improves his game. Now, if something were to happen, for some reason, and one day he's really feeling down, and he has to go play, because he's feeling down because of something else, now he has to go play pool. Of course, he's distracted, the game is toast, and he goes, ugh, my game sucks, I'm a lousy pool player. Well, the universe doesn't react to that because it's one time. And if the universe were to react to that, well then, you know, it would cause all kinds of crap because the next game would be crap again. And, you know, you would spiral down very fast. So to keep from anything going wrong and keep us from spiraling down very quickly when we lose track or something else happens or whatever, there is a buffer zone. So the universe sort of needs to see something continuously for a while and at a larger percentage than its opposite, then it begins to create it and the flow begins. And then, well, sometimes it goes really quickly, sometimes not so quickly. Sometimes it starts to come very quickly and then slowly builds and builds and builds. And that tends to be something, if we've had something that for a lot of years has been our opposite, like let's say not enough money, we've been playing with that for 30 years, now we want to change it to more money. It usually doesn't turn around in a split second, although sometimes it does. So don't believe anybody that says you can't turn it around in a day, it can. But generally, sometimes these things can take a little time and they come gradually. In other words, 1 month you'll have more income, next month more income, next month more income, and then all of a sudden it starts to build speed and then it increases. And next thing you know, you're wealthy. But you've got to feel wealthy, see it in your eye, look at wealthy, feel that wealth, before the universe can actually create it for you. Bingo.